Hey, what's up, fighters? Listen, today I want to talk to you about one of the steps that I use when I'm working with my clients, when I'm speaking, and things like that. I often speak on these five keys to winning the contractor fight. The first is you got to own your crap. The second is you got to get oxygen. The third is you got to carry a light pack in your overhead, and I've talked about these in other trainings. Today, I want to talk about number four, which is you have to be committed to pricing and producing your work for a profit, okay? Most contractors sadly try to grow themselves into profitability, meaning they take on too many jobs. I mean, raise your hand right now. Raise your hand. Raise your damn hand. All right, there you go. If you've been guilty of taking on too much, I know I have in the past. See, but you know, the truth is most of us cannot grow ourselves into profitability, meaning if you're not already profitable, if you're not already working a proven method or a system or a process on your job sites to be profitable, why in the world would you want to scale your business? Okay? So this video is really about addressing the guy who's doing right now, we'll just talk, you're doing under $500,000 a year. You're trying to grow your business, you're trying to be profitable, and you just can't seem to figure out why you don't have a lot of money in the bank, all right, and why you have so much stress in your life. So really the question is, how many jobs should you take on at the same time? I remember a time way back, I was like a three or a four, maybe a four-person company, and I'd have three jobs going at the same time, and I'd wonder why I was always so stressed out. I was wondering why I wasn't making the money that I planned on making on each project and all this other stuff. So I'm gonna just look at my notes here, because I got a bunch of examples here, or a bunch of reasons why I want to encourage you, in most cases, to only do one job at a time. Now, to answer the question, how many jobs should I do at once? The first answer to that is it depends on what you have on your team, okay? If you have another one of you, another, a mini me, right? If you have that guy who thinks like you, who's worked side by side with you, who could truly go off on his own and deliver a project with on time, on budget, all those other things, then go for it, right? You know, you can run multiple jobs. But I'm gonna assume that most of you don't have that guy, because I hear from you guys all the time in emails and social media and things like that, the comments here. I know the struggles that you guys are having. Most of you are having a hard time just finding some laborers, let alone another foreman or a really good right-hand guy. So let's assume for what we're talking about here today that you don't have that other person, all right? So here's some reasons that I want to encourage you to do one project at a time and stop bouncing around, okay? See, and I know why you bounce around, because you gotta get the deposit check in the next job to pay for the job that you're on now, to pay for the job that there, because your bills are due and all this other shit's going on. And see, this is a result of you not taking control of pricing and producing for a profit. In all of our sales training and numbers classes and things like that that we teach, we talk about how to price your work, how to sell your work at a high rate. So I'm not going to address that here. But you have to produce your work for the planned profit that you had. If I sold a $10,000 job and I'm planning on a 50% gross profit, that means I'm going to make $5,000 on this thing to put towards my overhead and profit. Okay, then I gotta make sure that I only spend $5,000. I have to take control of the production of the job. And that is where one of the biggest profit leaks is and causes problems for contractors is in this production part. All right, when you are on one job at a time, you are gonna provide a better experience for your client, because you're gonna be all in, you're gonna be focused, you're gonna be there, you're gonna be present. They're gonna feel the love, all right? Look at all the things that customers complain about with contractors. They communicate like shit, they come and go, they show up, ask for money, and then they leave, all these things, all right? The job takes longer than they said it was gonna take, all with good intentions that we have, but that's the results that we give people, right? That's the word on the street about working with most contractors. But when you work on one job at a time, you guys, you are dialed in, you're focused, and the experience is gonna be better. You're also gonna have better quality. You're gonna produce better quality because you're not gonna be pulled off task all the time. You're gonna get in your groove and your team's gonna get in their groove, okay? Better efficiencies, okay? That means that, you know, if I planned on something taking 8 hours, it might take 7 because I'm more efficient because I'm here, we're set up, we're in our groove and all this other stuff. We can pre-plan the job better. Each day you can have, you know, some time with your crew before the job. You know, some guys call them little tailgate meetings or little pre-job huddles, whatever you want to call it, all right? Where you can plan the day and be more efficient and make use of your strengths as a team. Another reason you want to focus on one job at a time is your profit's going to be better, okay? Because you're not going to be wasting time. I remember years ago, my painting company, we were doing a, we had several clients, but I had one remodeling client who did anywhere between 40 and 60 brand new custom basements every year. And we were his painter, and our average job size between these basements, you know, it was a full trim package. We'd paint the trim and there'd be a stained bar and some built-ins and prime and paint the walls and ceilings if it wasn't a drop ceiling type situation, all right? Our average job size was somewhere between 8,500 and 12 grand, all right? And I was doing 40 to 60 of those a year. Problem was, is I was bouncing around. My efficiencies were jacked up. My production was jacked up, and I wasn't making the profit I could have because I was sending a guy over here to start another job so we could get a deposit on this. And I played that game for a couple years, and it really hurt our bottom line. When you focus on one job at a time, you're gonna build a better relationship with your client, which I touched on, and having a better experience, but you're also gonna get a better review at the end. They're gonna like you and your crew more. They're gonna feel more connected. You've pet the dog, you've had bacon in the morning. I had a customer every morning, my crew would show up and make us breakfast, you know, eggs and bacon and all this other stuff. You know, you pet the dog, you go walk the dog, you're building a relationship with these people. They're gonna give you a better review, which in turn is gonna give you better referrals. Because when they talk about your company, it's gonna be how they felt and how they were treated and what it was like having you around instead of you being all scattered and all that other crap. Last reason here I have of why you wanna focus on one job at a time is it's less stress for you. It is stressful enough running a business, finding guys, being efficient, pre-planning jobs, selling jobs, marketing your business, all these other things. You gotta do whatever you can do to make sure that you are reducing the stress in your life, okay? When you reduce stress, you're gonna be more efficient, more productive, more confident on the other end, okay? And obviously it's healthier for you. So listen, but here's the thing. It might sound like I'm saying only do one job at a time and don't be aggressive in your business. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is you gotta be aggressive in the right ways. Be aggressive in your marketing. I've always said that you should market like your next meal depends on it, but you should sell like you're independently wealthy. Okay, camp on that one a bit, but be super aggressive in your marketing. Be aggressive in your sales. Okay, don't let a day go by where you're not closing a deal. All right, I'm gonna take a sip of my coffee. Be aggressive in your pricing. Fight for every dollar. Add more value. Again, when you're on one job at a time, better experience, better quality, all this other stuff, you're worth more. Okay, you're worth more, and people will pay more. All right, so be aggressive in your pricing. Be aggressive in your approach to dominating the market, okay? Step on the gas and build the shit out of your brand, okay? But where I'm gonna ask you to slow down, okay, a little bit, is making sure that you're slowing down and you're producing every project like it's the only job you're gonna do this year. Produce every project like every bit of your profit has to come out of this project because that's how efficient you need to be, all right? Guys, when you have that balance of being aggressive in the right places and slowing down and dialing in your profit and your processes and your systems and all that other stuff in the field, you are gonna add $50,000 to your own pocket. Forget the top line of the business. Forget the profit in the business. I'm talking your own pocket. You're gonna add $50,000, $60,000, $75,000, $150,000 to your own income when you slow this down and you are dialed in and you are focused. All right? So hey, I appreciate you hanging with me today for a few minutes here on The Fight. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Share this channel. Share the Contractor Fight TV channel with another contractor that you know. And listen, you know, when the time is right, if you want to learn how to sell, check out our Contractor Sales Academy. All right? You need more different kind of help, more different kind of help in your business, then go ahead and check out some of our other programs that we have at thecontractorfight.com. You guys rock. Kick some serious ass. Don't forget to price and produce for a profit. It will make all the difference in your business.